to thank, it looks like, Abira, Mabira, from the Bronx. And welcome, Mabira. Thank you very much. You're going to get the whole package, and I appreciate that. And then we have Ida, and Ida's from Jamaica, Queens. Ida, you're getting the full package. This is fantastic. So we've got Jamaica in the house. We've got Brooklyn in the house. A couple of New Jerseyans in the house, but we can do a lot better. 212-209-2950. 212-209. Got it? 209-2950. Please join this station. Help us continue to bring you the kind of material we're bringing you today, which you do obviously want. The material is Rule by Secrecy. Jim Mars is the author of the book, along with 2 one-hour tapes. It's available to you for $150, and it includes your membership in this station. Your membership is extremely important to us. Why? Because we are listener-supported. That means we respond to you. Thank you for those calls. We've got about 5 or 6 calls on. We could use another 5 or 6. We've got to keep it going. The more we do before 9, the better. I have a goal in mind, and I need you to help me make it. How about that? Who wants to help me make that goal, that financial goal? That goal is reasonable and reachable. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to write it down, and then after we're all done, I'm going to show everybody what my morning goal was. And let's see how close these wonderful listeners to Sunrise and the morning show can, we can show that we can do it. Together we can do it. We can get this information out, 212-209-2950. Let's see, I've got a couple more phones. We're going to do it again, and then we're going to go back to the tape for a good while. I'm anxious to get back to the tape myself. I have to hear the information over and over. I don't know. I'm a little thick-headed. I have to hear something over and over and over, and then finally it sinks in. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Use your MasterCard, Visa card, American Express card. Call. Tell the volunteer, I want that $150 package. I want the book, Rule by Secrecy, that's more than 400 pages long with a very fine sourcing in it. You'll be grateful for that because you're going to see things in it and you're going to shake your head and go, no, he must have made this up. And then you're going to be able to go look it up for yourself. And that's the important thing, for yourself. Come on, folks, you're doing a great job. We're going to stick with it, 212-209. Thank you for these calls. There are about 13 callers on the line. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Come on, tally room. We love to see the tally going up to reflect the number of calls that are coming in. Can we see a new tally on the tally board? Can we see that so we can tell listeners they're doing a good job and encourage the host here? Give me a little encouragement, tally room. It's very important to motivate everyone to participate in the support of this station. We need everyone to participate. 212-209-2950. We have about 10 calls on the line. Those are listeners, committed listeners to this station, who are calling in to get this package, get this information into their hands. And we can do it. We can ride over the tumult. We really can. We can. We talked about grace the other day. Grace. Grace doesn't deal with negativity. Grace deals with getting the truth into the hands of people. Truth is magnetic. Truth wants to be known. Do you know that? I find it that it pops up everywhere, even when we don't want to face it. Truth is right there in your face, baby, staring you down, waiting for you to acknowledge it. And that's what books like this help us to do. Rule by Secrecy, over 400 pages of exposition about secret societies. It's being exposed here, folks. 212-209-2950. Call, make that pledge, get the package. 2 one-hour tapes of an interview with Jim and myself. 2 one-hour tapes plus the book, Rule by Secrecy, for $150. And your membership in this station. This is a valuable package with valuable information, incredible information, and Jim doesn't mind sharing it all. And he lets us know how we are influenced by secret societies. We haven't even gotten really into the particulars of societies, where he names them and then describes how they work on us and in us and through our institutions. 212-209-2950. I'm going to stay with it a little longer because I have a goal in mind and I believe we're up to it. That's right, folks. So where do we need to hear from? Well, I need to hear from Harlem, where I live. I need to hear from Riverside Drive and Broadway. And I need to hear from Washington Heights and Hamilton Heights. Then we can go to bed. I need to hear from Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn and Park Slope in Brooklyn. How about that? And how about out in St. Albans, Queens, and Springfield Gardens, all around Francis Lewis Boulevard? Can we hear from you? What about Astoria, Queens? Love to hear from Astoria, Queens. We haven't heard from you this morning. And Flushing and Forest Hills. How about Nyack, New York? Are you there listening? And all the your neighbors up there. 212-209-2950. We've got about 9 callers on the line. We've got volunteers who are taking the calls. You can say to them, I want that $150 package, but I need to break it up into installments. How can we do that? We take your credit cards, American Express, your Visa, your Master. We love that because we get the money right away. It's very important for us to have the money right away. And the reason for that is just so that we can do our shows with quality. We want to bring you quality shows, which we're doing. But we've also got equipment, and it needs maintenance. You know, you have to maintain your equipment. Technicians have to become almost geniuses to work with the equipment. But we need to keep it constantly in good repair so that your programming day is a joy to listen to. That's what radio is all about, sound, how things sound. So we've got to keep the equipment up to date. We've got about 10 callers on the line, 11 callers on the line. You're doing a good job, listeners. 212-209-2950. We hope you're getting through. If you're getting a big, busy signal, you keep calling. You committed listeners, keep calling. And if you're new, keep calling. You know, there are others who are calling who don't want you to get through and tying up the phone somewhat. We're not going to deal with that this morning. We're going to ride right over that like we did yesterday. 212-209-2950. You're going to get through because the truth always gets through. There's no such thing as the truth not getting through. If you want the truth and you want this package, then you keep calling. Make that commitment. That's the least we can do. Keep calling. Support this station. Support the work that we're doing here. Support me and the work that I'm doing here. And the commitment I have to bringing you the truth as far as we can find it out. Or different takes on the truth. Let's be open. Let's open our hearts and minds. You know why? Because these forces are after your heart and mind. And we're not giving it up that easy. I'm not giving mine up. You can't have that. My heart and my mind, that's mine. And I want to know about these secret societies. I want to know that they are dibbling and dabbling in spiritual things and metaphysics, trying to manage and control the invisible. Can you just believe it? To control it, to get for themselves and for the masses of us to be on the outside. They want your body. They want your labor. They want all the land for themselves, all the whatever, food, air and so forth. And what we have is our mind and our heart and our integrity and intuition and all those things. And we're going to preserve those things. But I want you to know what's out there. What is the real threat? 212-209-2950 is the number. 212-209-2950 is the number. 212-209-2950 is the number. So many of you have been calling, and I need that to be reflected in the tally from the tally room. And we all need to work together. The caller, the tally room, the board needs to reflect the work of the listeners. These listeners are working hard this morning. 212-209-2950. I need some cards in here so I can say thank you to these listeners, these precious, valuable listeners. 212-209-2950. Let's get it going. Let's work for the listeners. Let's get the information out. Let's be encouraging to one another. It's a circle. It all comes back. Listeners, producers, hosts, it's all one thing. Let's get this premium out of here. It's for $150. You get the book, Rule by Secrecy by Jim Mars. And I'm interviewing Jim in 2 one-hour tapes, which are available to you. That's available to you. 212-209-2950. We've got 2 callers on the line now, 1. but we need to see, we need to do a lot better. If the tally is what it looks like it is, I can't go back to the tapes yet because I have a goal too. People think because I have a nice voice, I'm soft. I'm not. I'm very determined that this station will survive, and it will be doing that because listeners care. Listeners want good information. Listeners want to get up in the morning, and they want to start their day in a positive way. They want to hear alternative views to what they're going to hear on Channel 5 or 7 or 4 or 2. Isn't that right? And listeners are committed to what we're doing here. If you're rolling up and down the dial and you happen across us, you are listening to WBAI Radio. That's right, WBAI Radio, 99.5 FM. And you need to stop here because we are listener-supported. That's right, we're corporate-free. That's right, we're corporate-free. Free speech radio. And because we're free speech, I can bring you an author like Jim Mars, who wrote Rule by Secrecy, whose book, while it is on the bestseller list, the New York Times won't even review it. Yet they will put it on their own bestseller list. Isn't that interesting? Well, they don't want you to know what's in this book. They don't want you to have this information at your fingertips. Not at all. No. They want you to do what you've been doing. They want you to go out and buy the Daily News, which tells you nothing. And they want you to go out and buy the New York Times and the Post. That's what they want you to do. We want you to do something else. We want you to be a member of this station, and we want to bring you the alternative view. That's right. We want power to hear the truth that we are sharing on this radio station. And you listeners who are calling and getting this package, 212-209-2950 at 8:12 in the morning, are really doing something about this society. This is a very important package, and that I hope that I'm getting that across in the middle of the pitching, that it is extremely important, or I wouldn't have brought it to you. I just wouldn't do it. And it is available to you for $150. 2 one-hour tapes and the book are available to you. You can get the tapes for $100 and your membership. You can also get the book and your membership for $100. You can also become a member here for $25. Okay, if you're on a fixed income or low income or for any reason you need to do that, don't be shy. Do that because we need to know you're there. You can do it with a check. You can do it with a money order. You can become a member and get the package and break it up into installments if you need to. But you have to start with a phone call. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950 is the number. And we want to get back to the tape. I need to see a few more phone calls. And I would like to say thank you to a few more people if I could. And I will try to do that. So let's go back to the tape. Will you promise to keep calling? When possible, use your credit card because it's easier for us to get the money immediately to take care of this station. We need you to take care of this station. Without you, there will be no station. It's as simple as that. And we care about each and every one of you who are listening. And these packages that are put together from the heart. That's exactly how this is done. When I first talked to Jim Mars, I was a little nervous. I was a little scared because you hear the hype about conspiracy theorists. I was a little nervous indeed, but no longer am I nervous. No longer am I nervous about it. Jim has brought us information that we would not otherwise have. We wouldn't have it. The package is available to you this morning. I don't think it'll be available any other time until 10 o'clock this morning at 212-209-2950. This package is available to you. You can use your credit card. You can do it on an installment plan. But we need to know that you're making calls to this station at this moment because it matters to you. It matters to your children. And it matters to your neighbors. All right? That's what we need. I want to thank you. You are doing a great job, audience. We accept credit cards. All right? We accept credit cards. We accept checks. We accept the installment payment. Thank you for that call. Now, if we can just get this last flurry of calls here where you stop thinking about doing it and just get up and let your fingers dial the phone, 209-2950, area code 212, and speak to the volunteer who also got up early out of commitment and dedication to Free Speech Radio and came in here and is taking those calls from you right now. Now, we've gone over $5,000 already on the tally, and we are ever grateful for that. But I think we can do a lot more, and I want us to do a lot more. We need to make a big showing. You know why? Because we want to be able to say to the naysayers about Free Speech Radio that we are here to stay. We are here to stay. Do you understand? We are here to stay. And we're here to stay because you, our listeners, are supporting us in the work that we're doing here. You are supporting us. Thank you for those calls. And I'm going to stay here as long as it takes. You're doing a beautiful job. But more than that, you're getting a package in your hands that is substantive. That's right, it's substantive. It's a learning experience in a package of 2 one-hour tapes and this book, over 400 pages of heavily documented information about control and domination in this society. That's right, folks. That's what this is about. And I want you to be aware of it. If you're working to improve your school system, you need to know why the schools are failing. They're not failing because of lousy teachers. They're not failing because of poor textbooks, although those contribute to it. They're failing because they weren't meant to work. They're training our children to be workers and to go to prison. You see? So that's why they don't work. So that changes around my whole total approach to how I'm dealing with it. I'm going to deal with it by first educating my children about how the system does work and then reorienting ourselves, not to go have my college student young man, my young man who's a college student, not to have him build up a whole lot of bad debt. And then before he can even get a start in life, he's got to pay off credit card bills. Why? Because credit card companies are on campus shoving credit cards down their throats is what they're doing. Buy this, buy that. Sneakers that cost $200. How ridiculous can you get? We don't have to cultivate that in our children. Designer clothes. People are going crazy with this materialism. And what Jim is saying to us is you're doing exactly what makes those in power rich. You're creating debt, and debt equals profit to them. Not me, to them. So let's keep these calls coming in. The number is 212-209-2950. And I'm going to say thank you when we come back to many of you. And we've gone over the $6,000. We're almost at $7,000 at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's a huge showing. I'm telling you, from 6 to 8 o'clock, almost $7,000. Maybe we'll do 7 and then we'll go back to the tape. To do 7,000 only means I need like 3 more calls. Who's willing to give us 3 more calls? And you know, if you can do more, do more. There's some of you that do have $500. And if you do the $500, someone else who can't do it can call up and do $25. That is a real neighborly thing to do. 212-209-2950. Let's get it up to 8,000, and then I'm going to go back to the tape. Who will help me do that? Now, I've been here a while, and you know who I am. I think lots of you trust me. Well, lots of you appreciate me. I feel it. I feel the love. I do. So, but now I need to see it on the board. I need to see it reflected in the tally. Because if I'm stepping out to make this information available to you. It's not the kind of information the left really wants to hear about. I mean, people are telling me that. But I want you to hear all sides of the story. I want us to be able to at least listen to all sides. I'm not saying agree with it or run off and do anything with it. I want you to know about it, though. This is alternative radio. This is the alternative to what you're going to hear down the dial. Thank you very much. We've got about 9 callers on the line. Let's get this over 8,000, over 7,000. That's right. Let's get it over 7. We're almost over 7. You're doing a great job at 8:20 in the morning. But before we leave, let's get it over the $7,000 mark. I'm watching the tally as we speak. People say, oh, you don't tell us what's on the tally anymore. Well, I'm telling you, we're close to $7,000. I want to see it go over, and then we're going to go back to more of the interview. You got to hear more of this interview. It is the stuff that he talks about is just fantastic. I want to get to the Emancipation Proclamation in Lincoln, which he deals with, and these secret societies. I want to get to when he even talks about what we're going to do about it. 212-209-2950 is the number. 212, thank you for these calls. Thank you. 212, we can turn on the phones, Eddie. Let them hear each other calling. 212-209-2950. Come on, folks. 212, together we're doing this. I'm calling out names because I'm saying the tally room. I'm saying Eddie, who's engineering, who is here. And we're all here working together. The volunteers in the room. Anna's in the volunteer room. And Joanne is in the volunteer room. And I think Mark is in there. Thank you very much for that call. Call the volunteers in there. Talk to them. Tell them I want that package. I have to break it up into installments to get it. But I want it. Give them your credit card number. Use it for something good. And something good is a package like this. Let's get the tally over 7,000 so we can go back to the tape. Thank you for those calls. Thank you, callers and listeners. I like to call you listeners because that's what you are. You're listeners, and we are a family of listeners. And it's all of us. It's the volunteers. It's Bert in the tally room. It's Anna in there and Joanne. It's Eddie out here engineering with me, who I can be impossible sometimes. It's Santiago, who's helping out in the pledge room. Please, keep calling. We are working. Jabel Faye is here working nonstop. Willie, who drove us down this morning in his van. There's so many people working hard to keep this station alive. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to the people who bring us wonderful hot meals. Oh, my goodness. The food we're getting. Oh, it's been out of this world. And by the time it gets here, we need it, too, especially around lunchtime. So keep calling 212-209-2950. As soon as I see the tally move to more than 7,000, we're going to go back to the tape because we still have time to hear a lot of it and also to take a lot more pledges. 212-209-2950. We've got 3 callers on the line. Now we've got 2. We need a few more to join them. And as soon as I see it registered on the tally screen, we're going to go right back to our tape. Here are the packages. Let me outline them again one more time. First of all, the number you should be calling is 212-209-2950. Got that? 212-209-2950. And you can speak to Joanne or Anna or Mark or anyone who's in there. We'll take your call, and they will help you figure out the best plan for you. The what looks like a great package to me and the best, most economical deal is the $150 deal. That's where you get the 2 one-hour tapes of my interview of Jim Mars, asking him really basic questions so it doesn't go over my head or yours. Things that you can share with people who will think you're crazy bringing them this information. It's done in a way that the information is obtainable. You'll get it. We're offering those 2 one-hour tapes of the interview, recent interview, and his book, Jim Mars' book, Rule by Secrecy, more than 400 pages of details. Well written, it's very readable, and he has referenced it and sourced it beautifully. And I needed that so that I can check his facts. You know, when he says something, I can go look it up myself to see what he's saying or to see what other people say about what he's saying. Very important. So get that package, the 2 one-hour tapes and the book, Rule by Secrecy, for $150. That also includes your membership. But you can get just the tapes for $100 and your membership, or you can get just the book and your membership for $100. So there's 3 ways to do it. Choose one of them, pick up the phone, and then do it. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We accept credit cards, Visa, Master, American Express. We prefer credit cards because we get the money immediately and you get your package faster too, I think. We prefer that. But we also take checks, money orders. We will do it on an installment plan. There's even the electronic funds transfer where we will take it out of your checking account, the installment. That's right, electronic funds transfer, EFT it's called. We'll take that. The point is that you get the information. That's the point. Okay? 212-209-2950. Those of you who are just getting up, good morning. Good morning. You missed our good morning music and our salute to Patti LaBelle. It's her birthday today. And I love Patti LaBelle. So I wanted to shout out to her. But I want to shout out to all of you that your support of this radio station is fundamental and important to me. And every time a light goes on, I feel it as a caller, as a family member, someone who's listening to what we're trying to do here and joining so that we can do it together. We have a lot of work to do in light of the issues we are facing this next century, this centralizing and one world order business is very frightening. Think of it, one army, one religion, one educational system. It's very frightening. And we want to know what's being expected of us in terms of blindly participating so that we can not be victims of this. Thank you for that call. Can we get a few more? When I see the tally move from the tally room, I will then go back to the tape. I'm waiting for that response. Thank you for the volunteers in there. And if you would like to volunteer, we could certainly use your help. You come down to 120 Wall Street. We are between Front and South Street. I know that because I took a taxi home the other night and I had to explain where Front and South Street are. And we're on the 10th floor. And we need volunteers. We need people who are committed to free speech. We need people who are committed to corporate free radio. We need people who want to participate in a process of perfecting what we do here. We have a lot of work to do here, but we need good equipment to do it. We need to pay our phone bills to do it. We need to buy tapes. There's a lot we need to do, and we need your help to do it. 212-209-2950. I'm so happy we're in New York City, in the middle of the radio dial. We're in the middle of the communications capital of the world. Do you know what can be done here with your support? Do you know the influence that we have, that we're heard on the internet in other countries? There's an international flavor to all of this. That Jim's interview is being heard right now, perhaps, in Europe, in Africa, in India, in China, all over the world. Whoever has a computer can hear what Jim is talking about from this community radio station, little old WBAI. Just imagine the power of that. Thank you for these calls. You all are doing a fantastic job this morning. 212-209-2950. All right, let's go. 212-209-2950. Turn that music up. Let's encourage these people to dial that phone. Get this package, $150. The book, 2 1-hour tapes, in your hands, and then you'll be in their face. You'll be able to know the deal. Know the deal. You'll function better. You'll feel better, too, once you know. And you callers and listeners who support the work that I do here, I would love to see a special contribution made. How about that? Is there anyone there that can do a 500 contribution or 1,000 to support the work of Sunrise in the Morning? So that we can do some extra things, maybe do some extra interviews, pay cab fare for people to come down at 6 in the morning that I'd love to have on, but I hesitate because it's so early in the morning and we don't have cab fare for them. Maybe you could help out Sunrise with that. Make that contribution. Or tapes. Or books. Or things that we need. We need to cover more conferences and so on. But it costs money to do things. And you are that support. 212-209-2950 is the number. Get this package for someone else. Get it for a school you're involved with. Are you volunteering at a school? Get this package for their library. We talked about getting the Frederick Douglass package the same way Hugh Hamilton had the other day. Get the Tim Wise package that I had the other morning. Tim, the young white man who talks about white denial about racism, who does it in a spectacular way, get that, and put it in these school libraries where it's accessible to our children. Get it into the hands of children who are graduating, seniors in college, high school. Let's get these things into their hands. Let's do something about all of these issues of control and financial domination. Let's participate. 212-209-2950. We're waiting for the tally to go over, because I know it's over. It's just not up there yet. But I'd like to see it. It's very encouraging, and then we can go back to our tape. 212, there are no calls now. There's one. 212-209-2950. Will you join that one? Will you help us keep this station up and running? Thank you, Raymond from Somerset, New Jersey. Thank you so much. You're going to get, it looks like, the tape. Very good, the 2 one-hour tapes. And then Cecil from East Orange, New Jersey. New Jersey is in the house. You're getting the full package. Thank you very much. And Faith from Northport, New York. All right, Faith, very good. You're getting the package. You folks who are getting the package are getting a package I would say is worth about twice as much as we're charging. You know what you did? I wish I could find my bell. I can't find my little bell, folks. You went over $8,000 already. God bless you. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Maybe we'll just hear a minute of music to celebrate. Just turn it up, Eddie. They went over $8,000. Have a horn going there. I want to celebrate. What fabulous listeners you are to support this station at 212-209-2950. We still have people calling in to pledge, and we need to keep you calling in those pledges. Will you promise me to keep calling in those pledges? And those of you who can do more, please do more. I have to challenge myself that way all the time. You know, I can do a little bit more than I do. And I can do it sometimes even financially on my income. I can do a little bit more, offer a little bit more, so that Free Speech Radio stays right here in New York City, the communications capital of the world. That's where we are, folks. You understand? We're in the communications capital of the world, right here at 120 Wall Street on the 10th floor. And if we keep this frequency alive, we have a chance to survive the control and domination by others, because we'll know. And I think Jim believes that just exposing these things is 90% of the job, to keep you alert. 212-209-2950 is the number. All right, this time I mean it. We're just going to get one flurry of calls, and it's going to be people who, let's see, I'm going to target you, okay? I want to hear from my community. I want to hear from Hamilton Heights. I want to hear from Washington Heights. I want to hear from Harlem, because I do a lot of work in Harlem, having people on, having Nellie Bailey on to talk about housing there, to have Florence Rice on, who's been a consumer advocate for over 50 years, who's been on a tremendous amount. We've had so many people on. We talked about the Malcolm X Museum on here and its development. We need all those folks for whom those issues are relevant to support this station and support this program this morning. All of those things that I just mentioned, the gentrification of Harlem, don't you think that's connected to things that we're talking about in Rule by Secrecy? You better believe it is. You better believe it is. And it's hard to get a handle on some of these things. You wonder why things are happening. And this book is telling it. 212-209-2950. All right, those of you who have to go out the door, go to work, and then turn the radio on there. And then you can call and pledge from there. We're going to go back to the tape. And when we come back, we'll have some more surprises for you. The number again, jot it down, 212-209-2950. Folks, you're listening to WBAI. We're at 99.5 FM in New York City. I'm Marjorie Moore, your host and guide this morning. We're going to guide ourselves into my secret. I have a secret number in my head about what we're going to make today to support Free Speech Radio, and I know, and I can't do it without you. So you're my partners today, and we're going to try to do it. How about that? So let me give you more gym, because I want you to have that too, and then we'll come back and we'll do even more than what we've done. Okay? See you in a few minutes. Enjoy the interview.
The biggest scandal to come along before Watergate was the fact that the CIA was using student organizations as fronts for their activities all around the world. Remember that?
Yes, I do now.
He was part of that. See, we all have a collective memory of about 15 minutes. This really does not serve us well because these people, they are connected to these families and organizations and bloodlines that go back for generations and go back for centuries. And they make their plans. They make long-term plans. And they have great patience. And they know that they may not be able to get it tomorrow or next week or even next year, but they keep pushing at it, and they'll get what they want. And they're getting really close right now. And the rest of us, we're living week to week for a paycheck, you know?
That's true, yes.
And I understand that. But we've got to start lifting our head up above the herd a little bit and start paying attention to what's really going on if we expect to exercise any control over our own destinies.
Mm-mm-mm. So the Rhodes Scholars, they're prepared.
Right, conditioned for this world government. And Cecil Rhodes made no bones about that. When he left his money, he said, for the formation of this secret society, and the goal of which was to expand the British Empire and even in his own words, to regain the colonies of North America and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something they've been trying to do this whole time, and I think that if the true influence of Britain was known in this country, I think there'd be a big public outcry. But it's not known because, like with the secret societies, it's all secret, and it's all covered.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go back past Cecil Rhodes a little bit,
Okay. Because
to another secret society that most people have probably never heard of, the Knights of the Golden Circle. And this was, again, kind of an offshoot of Freemasonry. And this was the secret society that basically fomented the war between the states in this country. And it was all a plot. There was a purpose behind all this. And to sum it up, I'm going to quote from German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck, who stated, "The division of the United States into federations of equal force was decided long before the Civil War by the high financial powers of Europe. These bankers were afraid that the United States, if they remained in one block and as one nation, would attain economic and financial independence, which would upset their financial domination over the world." So, in other words, the Civil War didn't just happen. It was planned that way, and you have to go back. You go back to the Revolution, and you find that the Freemasons were very instrumental in fomenting the American Revolution, and that the American Revolution basically was not over some tax on tea, but was quite simply had to do with money. Benjamin Franklin wrote, he said, "The colonies would gladly have borne the little tax on tea and other matters had it not been that England took away from the colonies their money, which created unemployment and dissatisfaction." Now, let's have a little history lesson here. The colonies, each colony issued their own colonial script, okay, or their own money. And it was based on the goods and services available in that colony. And it was working pretty well. Okay? Mm-hmm. In fact, it was working too well because those international financiers from Europe couldn't control us and couldn't profit from it. So Nathan Rothschild, using his influence with the Bank of England, got the British government to pass laws outlawing colonial script.
Mm-hmm.
From that point on, you had to issue and had to use Bank of England notes. Just like today, we have to use, by law, Federal Reserve notes. And by doing that, now they're dealing in all this paper, which the Bank of England officials and owners could control and could either put a bunch out or draw some back and create booms and bust. And that's how they control the population. That's what the American Revolution was all about, according to Ben Franklin and according to my research. So then once we threw England out and created our own government in the United States, were the British content? Did they say, oh, well, okay, you won, you know? No, they came back and fought the War of 1812, also known as the Second American Revolution, because it was an attempt by both France and England to regain North America. And yet, by determination and the will of God, we fought them off again. In fact, in the War of 1812, they actually sacked Washington, D.C. and burned the Capitol down. See, but I know most of us were looking out the window in history class when all that was going on, and we tend to forget about all this. Well, so, all right, so they got defeated a second time. Were they then still just content to say, oh, well, okay, you've got it? Heck no. They still wanted to break the United States up, and they figured that the way to do that is to create a schism, North and South. So they sent a man by the name of Dr. George Bickley over here, who created the Knights of the Golden Circle. Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, somebody's dialing out, I guess. But they sent Dr. Bickley over to create the Knights of the Golden Circle, and this bunch, which, according to early Texas historical papers, included 50,000 members just in Texas alone, including Sam Houston. And suddenly, about 1860, they turned their attention to secession. And this was the driving force behind the attempt to secede from the Southern Union. And it wasn't limited, though, just to the South. The Knights of the Golden Circle also were operating in what was then called the West, which today is actually the Midwest, in the states of Michigan and Illinois and Ohio, okay? And they had their temples there. It was all based on Freemasonry. And this prompted Abraham Lincoln to say, the enemy behind us is more dangerous than the enemy in front of us.
I was just going to ask you if this would be a good time to talk about slavery.
Yes, I think
right
it
here.
Would.
I wouldn't be jumping ahead.
No, actually, this is probably about, so by 1860-61, they had fomented all this dissatisfaction, and they had actually split the Union, okay? And the one guy who seemed to understand what was going on was Abraham Lincoln. Now, here's what's interesting, because today we're being taught, quite erroneously, that that whole war was fought over slavery. It never was. That issue really never even became a prominent issue until more than halfway through the war. In 1863, in January of 1863, you know, halfway through the war, Lincoln finally issued the Emancipation Proclamation. And a lot of people don't understand what that was all about. He did not free the slaves in northern territories or in California or in the border states. Okay, he only announced that all the slaves in the states under rebellion were free. Well, of course, it was a nothing thing because he had no control in those states. But what it did was elevate slavery to a primary issue of that conflict halfway through it. And the whole purpose was, and strategically, it was a brilliant move because he knew that the populations in France and England would not stand still for their country supporting slavery because they had both abolished slavery within the past 100 years. And so that caused these leaders in France and Britain that were all poised and ready to come in on the side of the South, it caused them to hesitate and to stop and to hold up a little bit, okay? And in fact, if you go back and check, you'll find that the bulk of British forces were in Canada, and that they left Victoria Station in London, bound for Canada, with their bands playing Dixie. and that the French army was under Maximilian and was in Mexico. So they got the French poised on the southern borders, and they got the British poised on the northern borders, and they're ready to come in and split up and take over North America.
I love her. That's Macy Gray, folks. Can I hear a little bit more of it? I shouldn't sing in the mic. So he turns it off. But I love this song. Thank you. Keep calling. The number is 212-209-2950. And you all are doing a fantastic job for this station. That's right. Fantastic. We far exceeded what I was thinking, and we're going to continue exceeding what I'm thinking. Because now I'm learning, I could always think much higher than I'm thinking. 212-209-2950, folks. Keep calling. There's one caller on the line. You did keep calling while Jim was talking about freeing the slaves, how that really was not of primary importance to President Lincoln. And he actually quotes Lincoln. I wonder if I wasn't here when that part, but I'm sure you'll hear that part of it. And where if Lincoln could have done what he wanted to do without freeing the slaves, he admits to readily doing it. Unfortunately, he couldn't do it without freeing them with the Emancipation Proclamation. He was forced to do it. That certainly changes my view of history and the view that we're given in schools, that lots and lots of people are given. You've got three calls on the line. We're going to stay with it a little bit more, folks. You know why? This is a special, very special pledge drive for us here. We've tried some new things. Sunrise was a new show that was brought to you at 6 a.m. They said you wouldn't get up that early. You've proven that wrong. Huh, big time. You've proven it. How do I know? Because you write to me and you talk to me and I talk back and I call and I write emails and I respond to people because I care about people. And we do care. And we try to reflect that in the work that we bring to the airwaves. The number here is 212-209-2950. Lots of you are becoming members, new members of this beautiful station. And you are lovers of free speech. We are corporate free radio. If we weren't, I wouldn't be able to bring you Jim Marrs, his book, Rule by Secrecy, and the two taped one-hour interviews with Jim, who educates us about power and domination and where the strings are being pulled. Very important for us to know. Later on in one of our discussions, he goes on about how these secret societies are on both sides of every issue. If you're a left progressive, they're there. And if you're a right-wing fanatic conservative, they're there too. And constantly keeping people at each other's throats. And I feel myself that it's the role of WBAI to air all the information so that we keep the focus on the real enemies, which are materialism. Materialism is the real enemy to me. This constant consumption and consuming of everything to the point of destroying our own plant habitat to feed a few and starve the rest. That's not a good plan. And Jim helps us sort out where to focus some of that energy so that we can begin to not be victims of people who would like to control and dominate us, not just financially, but our heart and soul is what they're after. I mean, as he talks later on, I hope we get to it, where he talks to how they would like to manipulate the non-material. Imagine how you feel, how you think, why you think, your spirituality. They actually feel like they can tap into your soul urges and so on. Very scary, destructive stuff if you don't know what people are up to. He talks also about the whole cloning industry, and that's part, and eugenics also was the other one he talked, and that's all part of wanting to control and dominate people to the point of even remaking human beings, you know, redesigning us. Ugh, is that sickening? And he goes into how important those things are to these secret societies, and we have to be very careful. I think we even talk about, I mentioned a little bit, Gary Null covered yesterday the thing about electroshock therapy that they're using in increasing amounts right now in the public hospital situations without people's permission. And there was an article in the Village Voice about that. Well, that's all part of what he's talking about. And who decides those things? Well, these little secret groups who have an agenda of control and domination. And imagine trying to go on Channel 4 and bring Jim Mars to you to talk about what these corporations are up to. He couldn't do it. But we can do it, folks. We can do it. And we're doing it. And we're here. 212-209-2950. And we are making this package available to you with all of this information in all of its ugly detail for $150. It's a book of more than 400 pages, highly referenced book, and 2 one-hour tapes, my interview with Jim Mars, revealing to you how these secret societies work and how they affect you in Queens, in Rego Park, in Forest Hills, in Bed-Stuy, in East New York, in Harlem, in Hamilton Heights, all along Riverside Drive, my neighbors out there, East Elmhurst, where I was raised. Actually, I was raised right around the corner from the house that Malcolm X was, where he was bombed. I was right at home that night when it happened, and right there, and maybe less than a block and a half away in East Elmhurst, Queens, is where it happened. So East Elmhurst, we want you to call in, all of you people who went to PS 123 out there and our little school out there. Call here. Join the station. Support the work that we're trying to do here. Not trying. We are doing here. 212-209-2950 is the number. We have lines open. If you have your credit card ready, we will accept them. America, American Express, Visa, and your MasterCard. If you need to get the package for $150, the 400-page book, and the 2 one-hour tapes, you can do that on an installment plan. We also have electronic funds transfer. They will take it out in installments from your checking account. We need you to be members here, and we need you to call now. We only have another hour to make my invisible goal, and I know you're going to pull through for me here. We're going to get this package into your hands as soon as we can. We're hoping that you will make it available to high school graduates and to the young people. That's beautiful. To the young people in your life. You hear this beautiful music Eddie's playing? Isn't that beautiful? And you're going to start your day, and if you work in one of these companies, you're going to be there, but you're not going to be a victim. You're going to know why you're there. You're not going to be in debt, because we just learned that debt equals income for a few at the top. So we're not going to feed that hungry animal, are we? And we're going to teach our children about these things, aren't we? So we're learning about it, not to wear ourselves out and get depressed and discouraged. Because when you pull the covers off of secrets like this, pretty much that's all that's needed. The rest will take care of itself. Just exposure will take care of it. And it's treacherous when you don't know about it. Lethal. So call 212-209-2950. We've got 3 callers on the line. That's exactly how many are on the line. If you get a busy signal, just know that you have to persist. Thank you for that call. Will you join that caller? Come on, folks. I need my people to come on out for me. Who are the people that are interested in spiritual reality, who know that despite the threats to this station, despite the naysayers, we're going to make it, folks, into the next several months with improved radio, better quality sound, improved equipment, and people who care and who work very hard to bring us through these trying times in deep waters. Yes, they're deep waters. Well, as they say, no test, no testimony. And I love testimony. We're going to be able to talk about how we navigated our way through these treacherous waters. And we're still alive. And we're not making enemies. We don't want enemies. We're not into the business of building up enemies. We're in the business of waking up. Are you awake? Call 212-209-2950. You're over 9,000, folks, and we need to get it over maybe 15 before we leave here today. And you can do it. If you can't do it, I'll be shocked, but I know you can do it because we're a great listening audience here. And when we get good information like we're getting from Jim Mars, we want to have it in our library, and we want to share it with our neighbors. Make a gift of it to someone who's graduating. Let these college students understand what the world is really like and what they're really up against as they make career choices and dedicate their lives to good things on the planet. Give them the information we have so far. They'll discover more, and they'll share that with us. Thank you for all these calls. We have about 9 callers on the line. You're doing a fantastic job. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Thank you. We have about 12 callers on the line. 212-209-2950. We've got people in the tally room. We need everyone here to be in the tally room taking pledges. 212-209-2950. We need everyone to go into the tally room at this early hour and help out. We've got 13 lines lit up, and we have a few people as volunteers in the room. They need a little support. Will you all go in there and help them out? People want this premium. They want this book and these 2 one-hour tapes. Rule by Secrecy. Jim Mars also wrote the book Crossfire, which was the basis for the assassination facts of JFK. He actually handled that, and I think it was Garrison handled the storylines. But Jim had a major role in that, and his book was on the bestseller list for weeks and weeks, called Crossfire. He also wrote a book called Alien Agenda, and he told you that as a young man he was always interested in that. So he documented a lot of his information there. But he knows you can't just throw this information out there. When you do this, you're really working harder than most people because you have to document what you say, because people are very skeptical, and indeed they should be. I'm Marjorie Moore. You're listening to WBAI. If you're cruising around the dial, stay put. We're bringing you Free Speech Radio. We are in our pledge drive, and we are offering this morning Rule by Secrecy, a book by Jim Mars, and it reveals what these secret societies are doing and their relationship to the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve System we talked about, and I can tie it into education, into real estate, and right there where you're living right now, and how we're affected by all of the machinations of these secret societies. So I encourage you to get this book and get this information into your noggins. My mother used to call it your noggins. That was an expression for our heads. The number is 212-209-2950. Let me thank a few people, quite a few people, and we'll continue. We're going to get this over 10,000 before we go back to the tapes. You have 2 minutes to do that, and you can do it in 2 minutes. We're close. Let's get it over 10,000. We're there almost at 9 o'clock in the morning. You're almost there. Thank you, William. Again, William, thank you so much from Jamaica. He's getting the book and tapes. That's William Cheeks. Thank you, William. You've been a major supporter and a fan, and I'm so appreciative of your participation. Thank you. And Jacqueline Monet from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, Jacqueline. I'm so happy to see you getting this. It's a renewal of your membership, and you're getting the book and tapes. You're getting the book, Pierre, in Brooklyn. Thank you. I will not say your last name, but thank you for your renewal and your membership in this station. It matters that you're a member. And, yes, thank you, Alexandra Clark from Baldwin, New York. Thank you. I'm glad we go out that far, Alexandra, and you'll be happy with the books and tapes. of this particular premium. This is a valuable premium, and I think that many of you sense that. Let's thank, let's see if I can say the name, from Brooklyn, from Hancock Street in Brooklyn, Rubelful. I can't say it. Well, anyway, thank you. But maybe if I say your street from